The question was asked, why did God destroy the world with a flood? He could have destroyed it any other way. Could have made a nuclear war. Could have made a vacuum. Could have done a million things, right? Hit the reset button. Why did he do it with a flood? Whenever we ask such a question, we have to look back to our sages, because if we're going to sit here and guess, we could come up with a million reasons, right? So when we look back to our sages have answers. The prime or the simplest answer is that there was there is a system how heaven works. And the reason there's this system is so that you can recognize heaven's hand. Because the tendency of man is to be superstitious. So let's take a simple example. When I was a kid, they used to believe that 13 was an unlucky number, right? So you'd go to a hotel, and the hotel would have floor 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14. No 13th floor, because no one would want to rent out a room on the 13th floor. So my brother, when he noticed this, we were once visiting a hotel. So my brother said that if he one day ends up owning a hotel, he's going to make it that the hotel is floor 13A, 13B, 13C, 13D, you know, all 13s. So when I was a kid, I always heard this thing that if you walk down a path and a black cat crosses your path, that's a bad omen, right?
Yeah,
it's not. What? Oh, is that my home cat, right? So we're once walking down the street. There's a black cat about to cross the street. And my friend goes, let's make an about face. And I go, no. He says, I'm going the other way. I say, here, kitty, 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 come, come, come. I had a roommate who said to me, you know, your mirror's broken. I said, yeah. He said, that's bad omen. I said, really? From now on, I'm only using the broken mirror. Why? Because people look for little things and you see, you used the broken mirror. That's why when it came your turn this morning for breakfast, there was no milk left in the pitcher. Everyone else in the laundry room got milk. Did you notice you were the only one who didn't get milk? That's because you used the broken mirror this morning. So if you look for meaning, you'll find it. If you believe in something, it'll be there. Our sages taught us that when God acts in the world, he acts with a system where it's recognizable. The very thing with which a person did a sin will come back to haunt them. That's where a person will be punished, so that he can recognize that it's God's hand. So if a person, let's see, what would be a good example of that? Let's see. So the Egyptians sent the Jews to hunt wild animals. So God sent wild animals to attack the Egyptians. They took Jewish babies and threw them into the water to make them die. So God brought down water on them, and that's how God had them finally killed in the splitting of the sea. There is a correlation, meaning Hashem says, I want it recognizable that it's my hand, that it's not just superstition. And if I don't show a correlation, then you'll never know, because you could guess anything, right? We had a student here last year who told us that his mother once asked for a sign and said, Jesus, if you're out there, the lights will go out. And then the lights went out, or at least so she says. So no one else saw it, but she did. So her son, who was here, her son said to her, Ma, did you check if you paid the electric bill that month? So if you're gonna go with an open system, so then everyone can find signs. if you're going to go and say, I just want any sign to work, so then you're going to find many, many signs in every direction. And the Torah attests to that. We read it 2 or 3 weeks ago. Hashem says, if you're going to look for signs, you'll find them. And it goes in further. Hashem put certain forces in the world. And there are forces that if you don't understand them, then they seem like they are godly. You know, there was a lot of games with magnets. Let me see if I can show you something interesting. You usually come equipped.
You usually carry around magnets in your pocket?
I'm not supposed to tell about that one, but forget magnets. They used to work with hallucinogenics. Meaning, when I was younger, I studied magic. So one of the things they taught us was which plants you can burn that will cause a person to hallucinate. Now, if you use a hallucinogenic, the guy sitting there is going to see his hand turn into a scorpion. You know, and it's real in his mind. Now, I could just burn that plant in the class and I say, I'm offering incense to the gods. And suddenly the person looking in the mirror will swear that he's seeing things and he is seeing things. And it's very real to him. Now, if you have other people standing around and they don't see anything and he says, I'm telling you, it's there. And I'll say, sure, I did the seance with him. Only he saw it. There are whole books on this because in England this was very developed. They have it on record, which plants they used. So there are all kinds of tricks to getting people to see things. If I wanted to make a living, I could be, I could have a crystal ball. What do they call those people? Not sorcerers, fortune tellers, gypsies, whatever. Yeah, I'd put on a nice tent, put on a nice turban. I could sit here and tell you a lot about your past, present, and future. And I'd be right. Because there's a certain wisdom which you can learn to understanding how to talk to people, and they'll always feel like you got it. And if I tell you, you know, something happened this morning that really made you wonder, and if you'll notice tomorrow morning, something very strange is going to happen. You're going to walk around all morning tomorrow waiting for something strange to happen. You're going to find something. There are ways of doing it. There are ways of saying things, and everyone's going to find it. I could do right now. I could work on all of you. You guys want me to do a little seance right now? I'll tell you a little bit about you and your past and your grandparents and your parents and the deep, dark secret in your heart that you really don't want me to talk about in public. Don't blush. But I'm saying, okay, there's a system. If you want to fool people, then you can play the game. So that's why when God works, he doesn't play like that. He works with a system that's very clear, what we call midah keneged midah. He works where you can see this is directly corresponding to this. Now again, people take it out of whack. People say, I know a poor person came this morning to shul and I didn't give him 5 shekel. I didn't give him 5 shekel. That's why I burnt my toast. What's the connection? I don't know. Toast is worth 5 shekels. I don't know. People, yeah, you'll always find the connection, but the connection is far more obvious. What's the connection between the flood? I'm not comfortable saying in front of all the audience that's here. That's I'm deliberating. If it's
we can move the mic.
Okay.
I could sing.
No, no.
So,
Rashi on the spot. First of all, we have to understand better what happened with the generation of the flood. We discussed earlier that they were stealing one another's wives, right? We discussed earlier that no one has to leave, it's fine. I mean, unless you want to. But we discussed earlier that They were stealing down to the point where they were stealing one another's wives, and they were being not only promiscuous, but to the point where it was a matter of who had more power would sleep with which woman.
Five minutes.
Okay. So the term that the Medrash uses is Birotchim Kilkilu. They were destructive with their seed, which comes out of the body hot. The Medrash discusses that we have different fluids within our body, and each fluid has its own tendency. So the tears are salty, and the saliva is sweet, and the semen comes out hot. Each one has their own tendency. I didn't say that there aren't two that have similar tendencies. The liquid that comes out of the nose is also salty, like the tears. But there are certain tendencies that, right? We're not saying they're singular. The term of the Medrash is Birotchim Kilkilu. Their destructiveness reached a point where it was most destructive with that fluid of the body, which is hot. And so too, Hashem brought upon them hot fluid, which is the volcanic or whatever it was, the hot streams that the Torah tells us also erupted together with the flood from above.
Now, why did the celestial bodies disappear?
You're asking a totally new question. Okay?
It's kind of related to the flood. But...